Greetings, heroes. This is Hero Talk, super conversations you need to hear. We're your hosts, Lucas Moore, and joining me is
Andrew Pena
and Andrew Moser.
You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Harvey Dent. Last time on Hero Talk, we talked about how Spider-Man's overrated, Nightwing's underrated, and Wolverine is the most accurately rated hero ever. So, moving on from the overrated versus underrated discussion, this week we are going to be talking about season finales.
The end of an era.
It is the end of the era for our podcast, given that this is the end of season one of our podcast.
How sad. What a journey.
It has been a good time, guys.
What a journey we've been on. It's crazy.
It's been great.
It's been good. It's fun.
It's been fun. We had people listen to us in Australia, China.
Yeah. All over the world. Shout out
really
to you
big
guys.
In Europe for some reason. Thank you, guys.
Shout out to you foreigners. We love y'all.
Shout out to everyone that's not from America, and shout out to the people from America. Don't know how you found us in America, but okay. Moving forward.
That's kind of strange, but you know. Yeah. Anyway, shout out to all of our followers, listeners.
Anyways, now throwing it over to Drew.
Which superhero shows have had the greatest season finales?
No. Are we talking straight up just season finales or like show finales?
Like, dude, season.
I think we can do series finales
as well. We can do both. Either one, because technically, a series finale would be a season finale.
But also, you can,
of whatever like, the last season is.
Yeah.
The greatest ending.
The greatest ending to a superhero. What if we made it to superhero to property superhero. Here before a break?
Hold on. The greatest thing, ending.
Dibs on The Dark Knight Rises.
Too bad. I'm choosing Avengers Endgame.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
I took the easiest choice. I took it, but hey, 10 years. 10 years
and it's still going.
10 years of buildup.
Hey, but that technically was the end of an era.
Yeah, it was.
It's still the end of an era.
Kind of, sort of.
I think I was in junior high when the first movie came out.
The only ending to the era is that Tony Stark is dead. And Captain America is dead. That's the era.
No, it's a completely different dynamic. It's a different shift. It's the end of phase four.
Yes, of course.
Marvel's going in a whole new direction.
Yes.
It's the end of the story that began in Iron Man.
Basically, the only difference they went from is from movie to TV show.
Now you see, because look, hold on. That's not a thing. That's not a thing.
It's not just the end of Iron Man, bro.
That's the thing.
It's not just the end of Iron Man. It's the end of also Captain America.
Not just those two. Look, they Marvel set out with the story that they started in Iron Man, and the conclusion finished in Endgame.
Right.
That in itself is a story.
It is a story. Yes. 10 years. Yes. I'm not taking away from that.
Yes, it continues.
It does continue.
But it's not the same. It's a different story.
No, it's not a different story.
It's a different story.
It's not a different story.
Yeah, it totally is. Because Thanos was the big bad of the whole.
Right. And then he wasn't. Then the last movie.
Endgame.
And then the last movie, he wasn't the big bad. He was like, oh no, my arm. And then he got killed by Thor. Thor's like, I'm going to get this time.
But he was still the big bad. What do you mean? Who did they fight at the end? Spoilers if y'all haven't seen, but I mean, at this point.
I'm okay with it. Yeah. Continue.
Yeah, like, how do you not? What do you mean? Thanos was still a big bad of Endgame.
Yeah.
He was still the threat. It was just a different version of him.
In a way, yeah.
And I'm Iron Man.
Yeah, and I'm Iron Man.
Big tears.
Yeah.
Big tears. I had that spoiled for me.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is that in itself is a story.
It is a story.
It's the end of a story.
It is.
And what's happening now is a completely new story.
Right.
Yes, it has continuation of characters from back then.
Right. And back then is not really.
But it's a different
story.
Back then,
it's just continuization because they talk about the blip in the now TV shows.
I mean, it's.
Hold on. I have the question for him.
Yes.
Are you
no.
ready? I have a question.
What?
Is episode 5 of Star Wars a continuation of episode 4 or is it a new story?
Wait, ooh. Episode 5 or episode 6?
Episode 5 into from I episode
meant,
4.
I think you meant 3 from 4.
No, I meant 4 from 4 to 5 because here's the thing.
Star Wars
both have their own self-contained story.
I mean, this is true.
But this is also a continuation.
Okay, are you talking about
the same trilogy?
Yes, it's continuization. Yes.
But here's the thing. Episode 4 had a satisfying ending that they could have ended on. And they chose to make episode 5 and 6, and George Lucas got what he wanted, and he got to make all three of them like he was planning.
And then
on.
They continue on Zation with 7, 8, and 9.
Well, here's see, the thing. But, we're ignoring. I'm talking about inside the same intellectual planned property.
I get what Lucas is trying to say. Because he's saying there's a conclusion already. There's a foregone conclusion at the end of Endgame. where if they wanted to, they could have stopped the movies then.
Right, they could have.
And it would have been perfectly fine. Right. But now they can't do that with the new movies.
You're right.
They bring up Falcon and WandaVision.
Well, that's why there are TV shows now.
The TV show. They can't do
that. They can't end that. You know how mad people would be if they left WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier.
No matter what, in general, in the Marvel universe, it's going to continue on. But yes, I'm agreeing with you saying that, yes, this was an ending of an era. But it's also continualization because they always bring back, they always bring up stuff from the past.
I mean, yes, it's a continuation, but it's a different era, though.
Yeah.
Yes and no.
What?
It'll be a new era with new characters.
You're just saying, hold on. You're right, but you are also wrong at the same time.
Me or Andrew?
That's what Andrew's saying to
you.
We're
both Andrew.
Andrew's saying to Andrew.
Anyway, this is what I'm saying.
I'm confused.
This is a life confusion, people.
It's an era of a, it's the end of an era of a, in a way, of a war, but continuization with a few characters that we still grew up with those 10 years. If it was brand new characters, then it's a brand new era. Like a brand new era.
Well, at that point, couldn't they just throw it into another continuity and start all over again with Iron Man?
They're kind of already doing that with Spider-Man a little bit.
But that's not the point.
I know, but they're kind of doing it with Spider-Man, but like a little bit. And then we're probably going to see a little bit more with that into the third Spider-Man movie.
Okay, but at the same time, though, you got to think about it this way. Like, the beginning was Iron Man and Cap's story.
Yeah,
well, in the beginning it was just Iron Man's story.
I mean, yeah, but like,
if we go back and past, then it was Captain America, and then we go back later on, it was Captain Marvel.
You see, but those don't count.
Those do count because in the story.
It's in the story, but they're not the main characters of the story.
None of them. No one's the main character.
Yes, there is. Captain America and Iron Man. Captain America are clearly the main
characters. Those are the captains.
Characters.
Those are the captains, not the main characters. Those are the captains.
Hold on.
Those are main characters. Captains.
Hold on. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Who's the main character in Dragon Ball?
Goku.
Are you sure? There's also Vegeta there with him the whole time. There's also this person with him.
Yes, but I'm saying,
he's got a point.
But hold on, this is what I'm saying. For Marvel and DC, there's always like the big three, right? Am I wrong?
That's what I'm saying. There's a new big three.
Hold on. My question is this.
Who's the new big three?
It's definitely Spider-Man, Black Panther, or would have been Black Panther, Doctor Strange, and probably Wanda. Maybe the new Cap.
They're not really the big three, though.
We don't know that yet because they're still not putting the team yet.
My question is this.
They haven't put the team yet.
Who's that? My question is this.
There's no team.
Who's the third member of the original Big Three?
What do you mean there's no team?
There's no team.
1 second. Who's the other third member of the original Big Three? Because we only said two people.
Yeah, you only said two people.
And you called it the Big Thor.
But Thor isn't
going to
be a part.
Are we going to throw Thor in there?
Thor isn't a part of the new Big Three. Okay, he won't be a part of the new Big Three.
He's a part of the Guardians of the Galaxy, just like the thing.
Okay, the original Avengers. The original Avengers. Okay, the top, I guess the six. Were what?
I mean, even then, talking the big three were the big three. We're moving on from those big three.
DC really has a big three, but Marvel has like the big six. Six was the original Avengers team, right?
I mean, yeah, I guess you could say the big six, but they do have a big three.
Right, but I'm saying, but starting out for this 10-year span, it started out with Iron Man, right?
Yeah.
Okay, movie development-wise, has movies created and everything like that. And almost each hero, except for Black Widow, well, she just got hers, and then except for Hawkeye, they hasn't got his main one yet. We seen Iron Man, we seen Captain America, we seen Thor, we already seen Hulks, and we're seeing Spider-Mans. And Doctor Strange and everything like that, all connecting into one big war, right?
I guess, yeah.
Yes, okay, yeah. So we're basically saying the same thing, but a little bit different, but yes. I'm agreeing with you from the beginning.
How are you agreeing? You just said talking about it's a new story led by new people. It's led by new people.
It's kind of, yes, a new story, but not really. If it only was like a new story, if there was like a new team, which there's no new team yet, right?
They're building to the new
team. They're building to a new team.
Hold on. There might also be one thing you're not considering.
Okay, what?
The ownership on Netflix is about to run up, meaning all those Marvel shows.
I think it already ran up.
It already did?
I think it already did.
Yes, then they're about to become Disney's property and free to do what they want with those movies, meaning it might be we get a Defenders.
I mean, I was here. Like I said in the Spider-Man episode, we'll talk about that later. But I mentioned how Daredevil might be in No Way Home.
I think we just want Matt Murdock back. I want to see Matt Murdock, Frank Castle, and Luke Cage in a Spider-Man movie. That's all I want.
Anyways,
moving on from the first answer to the question.
We went on a complete rant. I don't think we fully. established our one answer. Anyways, I still think it was the end of an era.
Anyways, Andrew.
The new era
I said
in.
A war is yes, a war era, but it continues.
Anyways,
it still continues.
Andrew however, over here, Lucasing like no other.
Lucas, I learned from the best.
You're welcome.
Let's speed on that. Let's move
anyways,
on.
Anyways, moving forward.
Let's move on to you.
For my favorite finale to a whole, anything superhero related, it has to be The Dark Knight Rises. Not because The Dark Knight Rises is an amazing movie, because I have a lot of issues with it, but I just love the actual ending of that movie so much. Where you see Bruce look at Alfred in the restaurant in Italy like he said he wanted to.
That was a great ending,
to be honest.
It
just gives him the knowledge that he lived, and that's it.
You know what made me really happy about that part?
What?
Is how we were basically about to get a Nightwing / Robin.
Yes. And then,
I was ready for
that's
that.
That's the only thing that made me angry. They just like...
You're like, nah, we're not doing that.
Nah, cut it. We're
going to tease you like that.
We're going to tease else. You a little bit and then not give you anything else. We all wanted the Nightwing. Let me rephrase that. Me and Andrew wanted the Nightwing movie.
Everyone else is like, who's Nightwing?
What? Oh, that's Robin.
Who is this cop going into the cave? Is this a new Batman?
No, it's not a new Batman.
It's not a new Batman. It's Nightwing. Nightwing.
I mean, technically it could have been, but we don't know where they would have gone with that. But, you know, technically comic book wise, it was not. But he has taken out the mantle.
Technically, he's also not Nightwing because his middle name was Robin.
Yeah, that was kind of, I was like, oh,
but I mean,
okay,
Nightwing
cool.
is kind of basically.
He's kind of Robin. This new character Richard. They introduced. What was his name even?
Oh, I forgot it. Was it Richard?
Andrew, hold on. Andrew, this is where you pause your editing and skip forward a little bit.
John Blake.
Yes. John Blake was his name. This was going to be a brand new quote unquote Robin or Batman replacement character that we were interested in seeing what way they went. If they were going to make him Nightwing, if they were going to make him Red Hood or anything. Anyways, that stupid log rant aside from the initial one and the side tangent from this one. Moving on to our third person, favorite superhero finale or season ending. Over to you, Drew.
Favorite finale would have to be Naruto Shippuden. That finale of the ending of the Great War. That was one of my favorites to watch.
So is that your greatest ending, your favorite ending?
Yes.
So you're sticking
in the world. I'm sticking with
you know,
that.
Sadly, I saw something today. Is it that the artist passed away from one of the characters?
Yes.
I think it was the artist for one of the characters. I forgot which one, but I saw that today that he passed away. I was like, oof.
For the one.
I mean, I personally still haven't seen Naruto or anything like that, but you know, I know they've got a big following, a big fan base, so you know.
Yeah, it's between that and watching Logan. Logan was a great ending.
Like the movie Old Man Logan?
Old Man Logan.
It was a good story.
It was.
Why did you say it? You made my heart hurt from the mention
sorry,
of it.
But he was holding his own heart in his hand.
Hold on. Forget about Naruto. That's the bet. That needs to be your answer.
No, they're both my... I just said one from anime and one from Marvel, so that's it.
No, that's fair.
I'm okay
that's
with fair. That. I'm okay
he
with it.
He can have two. He can have two.
Thank you.
In that case, moving on to My Hero Academia. Let me tell you guys about why Bakugo.
You need to stop.
All right, moving on.
He somehow brought in Bakugo to this. And we're not even there yet. All right, guys. So, you know, those are some of our greatest season finales, even though me and Andrew had a little rant going on about
super
mine.
Super rant.
A long... rant.
Reporter Lucas. It's okay. But
I got to see what they feel like every time I go on a rant. It was nice.
Exactly. So let's move into reviewing the season. We're going to start off with what happened in episode 1 and then all the way down to episode 7. And then we're going to start off with Mr. Drew Motion.
All right. So episode 1, we talked about what makes a hero. So we go into details about what makes a superhero or what makes a hero. We talk about the definitions. We talk about different heroes that we think that are great in this category and everything. And
it was definitely a good intro to me because it kind of set the tone for what we all thought made a hero and obviously what didn't make a hero.
Right.
And why Bakugo was better than Spider-Man. Yes.
Oh my goodness. We did not cover that.
We did not cover that.
But I mean, it kind of gave you a little bit about who we are and what we think about heroes. And it was overall a good general podcast for anyone that wants to hear a good conversation.
It was good. It was a good beginning.
Let's bring it on to number 2. Episode 2. We went in.
Hold on. I do have one question, though.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
What would you guys rate episode 1 on a scale of 1 to 10?
Probably give it a 7, just because our quality wasn't there yet.
I give it a 7.
It was a very much experimental episode.
It was.
I feel very much the same. Like, it was okay. It happened, but it could have been a lot better.
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, you can say that about a lot of these episodes. I really don't feel like we hit our stride till later in the season. And then we had like some random blips in there too. I'm just like, what? Okay. Yeah. Anyways, Moving on to episode two, we talked about Marvel versus DC. We went right off the bat with the heavy hitter. The big question, the one that everyone asks usually, which do you prefer? Because, I mean, those are obviously the two biggest, you know, comic books publishers out there. The two biggest
comic book manufacturers.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we went in detail about, like, the movies, just overall opinion, the animated movies, TV shows, animated TV shows, and comic that, books, and video games.
And that was our longest episode by far, by a considerable margin.
It actually might be the second longest. I'm not 100% sure.
No, I looked at it today.
Oh, you did?
Episode, okay. The villain talk, which was a two-part episode, was 50 minutes, I think, like right at 50 or so. But Marvel versus DC was at like 55.
Yeah. And I'm going back to episode two. I mean, it really, we kind of, the numbers all said that we, this DC was technically better. But
yes, I agree.
Our hearts DC's said Marvel better any day.
No. Don't look me with you two.
If we go back knowing the results, I would definitely change some of my results so Marvel wins. Because in my heart, Marvel deserves to win.
I mean,
no, DC
I was
wins.
All Marvel most of the time. Not all the time, but we agreed on and it's disagreed okay. at some point.
Because technically the numbers said the DC.
Right.
But you know.
Only because it's.
But yet two of us preferred Marvel over DC. Exactly. So like I was like, huh?
It kind of works out because there's three of us. So,
so something breaks a tie usually. Right? Yeah.
Once again, how do y'all rank it?
I'll probably move that one maybe like a 7.5 to 8 range.
I say 8 out of 10. Because like we got better the second time.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely
like,
improvement.
I feel like we definitely had a change.
We had improvement.
We had our changes with us, but we were still having the sound issue at that time. But yeah, I'm still going to give it.
Sound was still an issue up until like episode 6.
I'm going to give it an 8 just so we can put 8 out of 10.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's move on to episode 3.
Episode 3 was Villain Talk.
Yes. Welcome to Villain Talk.
Villain Talk.
Greetings, villains. Welcome to Villain Talk.
I love that alternate intro.
That was a lot of fun just to do on the fly. But yeah, we talked about our favorite anti-heroes and villains from comics. I discussed why Bakugo is amazing as an anti-hero. Discussed a lot of things relating to a lot of characters I love. Punisher always has a special place in my heart. But yes, here we go. I just pulled it up. The intro. Greetings, villains. Welcome to Villain Talk, the villainous conversations you need to hear. We're your host, Evil Lucas. And joining me is
Evil Andrew. That was horrible. My voice ain't ready for that today.
And Evil Drew.
Yeah, and my voice was not ready for that today.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun to do. We talked about a lot of anti-heroes and villains from our, some from childhood, some from adulthood, some from just things we know. But yeah, that was a lot of fun to have as an episode.
What do you rate it, Lucas? What'd you rate that episode?
I rate that as a 9 out of 10 because
really?
I hit a button.
You really gave it a 9?
I give it a hard 9. I'd give it a 10. If it weren't for the fact that I think we were still having some audio issues at that time.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I just love the content of this episode, that episode so much. It just powered through.
All right. I think I would give it probably, again, the same rating, around 8.
I'll give it an 8.
Yeah. So 8.5.
8.3. Got it.
Okay. Whatever. Sure.
That's what it is mathematically speaking because I am right.
All right. Okay. Let's move on to number 4.
Anyway, still on my turn, we talked about anime. As Evil Lucas's first order as new Supreme Overlord, that was it, that the next episode was going to be anime.
Yeah, he made his only executive decision.
Exactly. Anyways, for that episode, it was a lot of fun. We talked about our favorite anime heroes quotes. Is it possible for anime characters to be heroes? Where's the line between superheroes and anime characters? Can all anime characters be heroes, or are they just super? I found us talking a little bit more than I was expecting on the relative nature of morality in this episode.
Interesting. I mean, I expected you to talk a whole lot that episode, so that was a very Lucas-heavy episode.
Yes, that's because My Hero Academia is amazing. And anyways, Andrew, how's the binging going?
The what? The binging? Oh.
Yes.
It's not happening yet. Oof. I'm sorry, bro. I mean, it's the end of the semester grind.
You're right.
I got about like a week and a half till graduation, and like I'm still not sure if I'm walking the line. So it's like,
you'll figure it out. Anyways, yeah,
it'll be good
for sure.
Anyways, that was a fun episode.
Definitely potential season 2. If we come back to it, I'll have time over the summer, or depending whenever season 2 happens. If it happens, I will definitely have binged more episodes for sure.
All right, looking forward to it. And now that that's done, Andrew, how do you rate it?
Anime. Personally, I got to bring it back down to a 7.
Drew? This one was fun for me. Well, they're all pretty fun.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I give this one an 8.
That's fair. I only gave it a 7 just because, you know, personally the content for me wasn't there, because I mean I'm not good with the content.
No, you're good.
I mean I was decent, but you know.
I give it an 8.
I love anime, but I feel like I didn't do the topic justice, and because of my view of how I performed, I'm giving it a 7.
This is like we begin like generally like broad stuff.
Yeah,
we haven't gone deep.
That's fair.
If we were doing this like for more episodes and for more seasons, it would be like.
Like if we
more
did
deeper stuff.
If we did like a yeah, 4 episode.
We were very broad. We weren't niche with our topics as much, except for Spider-Man.
Right.
I feel like this is the episode where we
because I love Spider-Man.
Go ahead.
I feel like anime is where we kind of hit our stride of rhythms and what we were thinking at any moment.
Yeah, and we kind of got a flow
and
for
our
kind
episode
of what was going on.
We actually developed an episode outline that worked as well. We were able to use that in all the other episodes.
Yeah, a working structure. So, yeah. I mean, that there was a shift that way.
We actually started making progress towards a consistent format that people could enjoy. And that was nice.
Nice.
Anyways, after the anime, we have one more episode for Drew. Take it away.
All right. So episode 5, we talk about female superheroes. This was when we had...
I love the ladies.
We had our guests from Adulting from Dummies.
Shout out Minnie and Frankie.
They did just hit the top 100.
Yeah, shout out to them, their podcast.
Top 100 for advice. How to on Apple. Anyway. Shout out to them. They did incredible this semester. It's been good.
So we had them on the podcast, and female superheroes talk about the lady superheroes of Marvel, DC, anywhere. And it was
just the ladies in general.
Just ladies in general.
It was great. I mean,
yes, moms are the best superheroes.
Yes,
for sure. Everyone's favorite superhero should be their mom.
Yeah.
Or dad.
Shout out to
or moms. Both. Shout out to everyone.
Shout out to parents.
But specifically in that episode, shout out to the moms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For that rating, I would give, like, the content was great. It was good. Just the audio.
That one was a major epic fail on my part, guys. I'm sorry about that episode. Right. I mean, I feel bad for Minnie and Frankie. We brought them in.
Yeah, we brought them in. Great content. We had some great talks.
Great combos,
it's just the dish out. The sound wasn't great.
Yeah, I experimented wrong and I raised our gain and there was too much peaking going on. That was my fault.
We peaked so much. That's fine.
You know.
So we peaked on the worst episode is what you're saying.
No.
It was a great episode. It's just the peaking.
It's so the best episode content. Probably one of the best episodes content wise.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But definitely the worst overall audio.
Oh, yeah.
So I would give that one an 8.
Like episode 1 is looking at us laughing.
You know, I'm honestly going to go agree with Andrew right here and go with an 8 as well. Because, I mean, the quality is the only thing that was holding it back.
Yeah.
That episode was great if it wasn't for, you know, the sound issues that I kind of caused. But, you know,
shout out to the listeners who actually listened to that podcast.
Yeah.
You're a lot braver than I am. I got a little ways into that episode and just cut it out because I knew where it was going.
Oof.
I feel bad, but...
What do you give it?
You see, I would give it a 6 or a 7, but I don't want to hold it back from getting y'all's 8. Because the content was amazing.
No, be real.
I feel like the content is
almost... Give it your number.
The content's almost enough to carry it to an 8 for me, but it ends up being like a 7.5 for me.
7? Let's just give it a 7.5.
I'll give it a 7.9 overall.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
Because it was so good content-wise, I have no problem giving it a 7.9 for a total score.
Again, we admit our flaws, and that was my fault. You know, it's part of the learning. But I think where we really peaked was this next episode.
Spider-Man.
Episode 6, Spider-Man. Oh, I love this episode so much.
The vanilla ice cream.
We had guests from Real Talk Podcast, Caleb Garrison and Seth Rosenau.
Yes.
My dudes, love those guys, like I said in the episode. It was great. We got to talk about my favorite superhero. I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of your favorite superheroes out there, too. I mean, I don't know if he is.
Everyone's. I mean, I enjoy Spider-Man.
Andrew likes Spider-Man. You know, Caleb.
Caleb
was something, bro.
Caleb something.
We discovered Andrew and I actually agree on the Spider-Man rankings.
Yeah, we do. Okay, so actually, in that episode, we went and talked about what our favorite versions of the Spider-Man were. We gave top threes. We also talked about who was the best and the worst Spider-Man movies, Tobey, Andrew, Tom. I don't know how, but me and Lucas agreed that Tom was the best.
It's
and,
because... You know, as Seth said in his commentary on You're Not Original.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, we know it's not original to have this opinion, but yeah.
Hey, and honestly, like I admit, if you go back, a fun fact about that episode specifically, it was somewhat a two-parter sort of where I crossed over me and I went over to their podcast, Real Talk, and we also talked about Spider-Man there.
So if you haven't listened to that episode, go listen to it now.
Yeah, I'll probably leave a link in the show notes below. And Yeah, so we kind of continued that conversation there. And I just think that it was good overall conversation on Spider-Man. No matter what, I think still think Tom will be the best.
So what do you rank it?
Oh, we still talked about, we didn't finish. We also talked about our favorite Spider-Man crossovers, which was also definitely pretty cool. And I mean, obviously, since there was a two-parter back then, I mean, again, if you guys want to hear more, like I said in the episode, definitely let us know. Yeah. We'll maybe bring back a part three for season two. You never know.
Maybe.
All right. But ranking wise, I'll probably give that a 9.
Yeah, I'll probably give that one also a 9.
I feel like it's where our audio efficiency and our conversational tone both reached their apex and held strong.
Yeah.
With a guest, which was also impressive because we just started to hit our stride.
5 people in this room. It was crazy.
5 people in one room.
With 4 mics.
We figured it out. Don't worry about how we did it. We got it. But anyways,
swinging across the city,
I'm
going
to have
Spider-Man.
To also give it a 9 out of 10.
Wow.
This so is our first
general consensus.
Well, not our first general consensus. We also ranked the first one as 7.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
We're like, it's okay, but it definitely has a lot of problems that could make it better. Anyways, moving on from the vanilla ice cream of superheroes, vanilla ice cream, underrated versus overrated superheroes. But yeah, we talked about some of our favorite heroes and just started, I don't want to say thinking about them that way, but we definitely hit a unique stride where we saw one thing I definitely agree with. Ash Ketchum is an overrated person.
Okay. LOL.
Yeah. We all knew this going in. We all knew Superman is overrated, and we all knew Deadpool's a little bit more overrated than he deserves.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
And for some reason, having
there Spider-Man... There were some hot takes on that episode.
For me, for some reason, me saying Spider-Man as was overrated wasn't as hot of a topic as me saying the Green Lantern is overrated. I was really surprised by the fact that y'all got so mad about that one after I had said Spider-Man.
Now, see, I wasn't really mad. It was just kind of shocking because, like, I feel like no one talks about Green Lantern. So I was like, how is he overrated?
I don't think no one talks about Green Lantern at all.
Let me rephrase. I'll clarify it now. He is overrated in terms of people estimating how strong he is.
Okay, that's fair. That's a little different.
Yeah, that was the specific area I talked about. He's overrated. And then moving on to underrated, we started it off with another green superhero, Beast Boy from Andrew. Yeah.
Shout out to Beast Boy. Love that guy.
Shout out to all the underrated also heroes.
Also Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
They're super underrated. If you couldn't tell, Andrew likes green.
They're over popularity wise, but I feel like they're still underrated. I don't know why.
They're always in the mainstream media, but for some reason, we still always have that view of them as being a little bit different.
They don't get talked about much. Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of content out there for them. Yeah,
there is.
Anyways, check out the 2003 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle series.
Or, you know, the 90s movies.
Classic. 80s movies.
Oh, yeah, 80s, my bad, even further.
But, yeah. And then we moved on to our first, like, game segment of the show, and that was a lot of fun. Throwing out different hero names. But, yeah, how would you rate that episode overall?
Probably bring it back down to, like, about 8.5.
I'll bring it down to the 8.
I'm going to say 9, and we're going to give it an 8.5 overall.
All right. Right on the money. That's like I said, 8.5.
Yep.
Nah, because just me personally, like, it was not the best content, but it was still good. And the audio, again, was better.
I'm going to give it a 12 out of 10 to pull it up above the Spider-Man episode.
Wow. It's not even possible.
Anyways, yeah.
All right. So my next question for you guys, what was your guys' favorite moments on this podcast? Like, just like in general?
I guess for me, really, it was just talking about superheroes because, like, you know, it's just fun to be able to sit down and actually, like, dedicate some time to talk about superheroes, you know?
Especially your favorite.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, especially episode 6. Love that episode so much. But, like, even in general, just even the episodes that weren't about Spider-Man, I mean, I always somehow bring in Spider-Man. But just superheroes in general, I'm just a big nerd, you know? I love it. It was great.
I definitely love doing episode six, the Spider-Man episode with you.
Yeah.
Because we got to have Caleb Garrison, who I met when he was a freshman in high school when we met.
Nice. I didn't know that.
We were both working at Lakeview as a summer job. Nice. The campgrounds in North Texas. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were both in the kitchen and just started hanging out. Yeah. So it was good to have him on an episode. But I have to say, my favorite episode overall is still going to be the villain talk episode.
Oh, look at you. Such a dark take.
Oh, yeah. Such an emo kid. Emo soul.
So crazy. Didn't see that coming at all.
Here's the thing you have to remember, though. I grew up in the early 2000s where they kind of got the idea that these shows are just for kids out of the picture. So we were getting a lot more mature themes and like more cartoonish styles.
You know, that's like, very fair.
Here's
that's
the thing. The 2003 series of the Ninja Turtles is considered one of the darkest takes of the Ninja Turtles.
I mean, going back to what we said in episode one, like a bunch of these episodes, kind of one of the major themes overall of the season was that, you know, our childhoods kind of shape what we end up liking in the future.
Yeah. And I grew up watching, like, here's the thing. It didn't really register to me that this probably wasn't great for a young child's psychological development to see the 2003 Ninja Turtles. And I loved it so much. And looking at what I like now, that theme is carried over into modern life.
That's fair.
I still love the Punisher. I love darker characters that make me question objective morality a little bit. Obviously, I have my own opinion on objective morality. We all probably share the same one, but yeah.
Yeah. Drew?
Yeah.
What are your favorite moments?
I
think favorite moments
or moment, whatever.
I feel like my favorite moments is like our pre-time coming up with ideas and stuff to talk about before we start.
Yes. What are we going to do?
And our shenanigans. But also like,
we were supposed to start recording 20 minutes ago. What are we doing?
we definitely had the blooper reels.
Yes,
from before and after as well.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
All that stuff. But also like, I like when we had our guests, it just added more.
It was nice to get more different opinions, voices going on in here as well.
But yeah, it was cool. That's mostly it.
I mean, just podcasting in general for me, it was really fun. And it's great to just talk into a mic and let people hear. I mean, even if nobody hears it, it's still fun.
It's just fun to do.
Being able to go back and hear yourself, I guess, in a way.
Yeah,
in a way.
It's definitely unique.
So guys,
I'll say this though. I really loved about having this podcast, it's something I've kind of heard for a long time that it kind of stopped meaning anything. People telling me they like my voice. For some reason, after people listen to the podcast, they feel the need to come up to me again and re-clarify that they like my voice.
Oh, I mean, because it's great.
It's a great voice.
It's a podcast voice.
I mean, it's a good podcasting voice because I have the deep baritone waves going on when I talk. Here's something people don't notice. Whenever I talk and I hit that podcasting voice, I feel it in my chest whenever I'm talking how I am right now. I feel my own vibrations because I'm talking
the classic saying, you know, say with your chest, homie.
Yeah.
Say with your chest.
Speak from the diaphragm.
Say with your chest.
Here's the thing. The diaphragm will allow you to project and carry your volume. And I normally talk pretty low. So whenever I'm just doing this and just talking normally, my voice gets a little bit deeper for some reason. I don't know why, but it hits that point in my chest.
I mean, it's understandable. But anyways, guys, I got to ask the question that everybody wants to know. Are we coming back?
I think that depends. It just depends.
It all depends on what the fans want, what y'all want, where we're at. Because, I mean, we're going to keep it real honest with y'all right now. We're about to graduate.
We're all about to graduate.
This podcast podcasting class.
If I graduate this summer and you both are graduating this semester.
I mean, technically I graduate this summer, but I'm probably walking the line, hopefully this semester, because I only have an internship left.
Okay. And I still have two classes left to take.
And see, but the thing is, we don't know where we're going to end up. I mean, Andrew, are you staying here in Hatchie?
Hopefully. That's the plan.
Lucas, I assume you're staying here?
I'm staying in Waxahachie.
So, I mean, honestly, if we really wanted to continue, all it would take was for me to either phone in or take a drive up to Hatchie.
Or just invest in a quality mic and you record your audio.
I mean, no, you see, like I'm saying, I could call in or do that, you know, that type of thing, remote location.
But, can we call up Price and just say, hey, can we borrow the podcasting studio once a week?
I mean, honestly, he would let us probably, to be honest.
Yeah.
But
unless this podcasting class takes off.
It probably will take off.
Like,
yeah, it might.
It's legitimately possible to continue this podcast if we really wanted.
We gotta
if
the
fans
work.
Really wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, some potential things we could talk about. I mean, we only covered half of our, you know, general ideas that we thought about talking about for this season.
We didn't talk about the Bat Family.
Exactly. We didn't talk about the Bat Family. We didn't do sidekicks, heroes,
and guys.
We didn't talk about throwback childhood favorites. Surprisingly, I mean, come on. Like,
throwbacks
literally are intro to our heroes. Like, we talked about that all season. It was one of the themes.
I found it. I found the lion.
Yeah, we know where it is.
Good.
But so there was also the rated R superheroes we never talked about. I mean, like Deadpool, et cetera. Yeah. We never talked about the Lantern Corps. You know, Lucas could have talked about how he very much thought they were overrated in that episode. We didn't talk about the X-Men.
Here's the thing. I talked about X-Men how they're didn't powered. Get an episode. But yes, I would
there's
love so an X-Men episode.
We have so
there's
many.
So many groups.
X-Men, so many more topics we could have. We X-Men can be way more
and the
niche.
Bat Family. I want to talk about both of those so much.
But then, like, and then we go to the anime world. There's so many, like, superpowers.
Exactly. There's people, so many so ways many. This could go for different seasons. I could seasons,
dive more into relative morality.
We could have seasons on, like, different things. We could have seasons completely focused on, like, a show and they're each episode different character, et cetera.
Maybe we do, seasons.
You know what we could do? We could do, like, a Batman mini series almost, where it's like a 4 to 5 episode run where we talk about
that's basically numbers. Almost a season.
Yeah.
So, like, literally, it could be...
Batman has enough characters it could be the in Bat it family. To justify a season.
It could be the Bat family season, I mean, et cetera. There's stuff like that. So many possibilities.
I mean, we got... Just a real quick thing. This is just for us. We got Batman. We got Nightwing. We got Red Hood. We got Red Robin. We got Batgirl, Batwoman. And then even if we wanted to go there, we got Alfred.
You didn't even talk
we
about the villains.
We got the other Batgirl. And then we also move on from him to the extended family.
I feel like if we did that, we just choose like, we just make it like a month of.
A month, a Batman. 32 episodes.
Not 32, at least 4 episodes, like 4 a week, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things. So like.
We'll call
I
it
mean,
chapters.
I mean, to keep it really simple, guys, to be honest, are we coming back? We don't know.
We don't know.
But.
Could we? We could.
We could.
We could.
We could. It's we'll very just, plausible.
We'll,
plausible. We'll, it's very attainable.
If it ever happens, we will release a trailer and then.
We have a group season. We have a group chat. We can take a poll.
It's definitely all about, you know, how you guys feel and if you guys really want it. So, like, you know, speaking on if y'all want it, let's finally do something we said we're going to be doing all season. I mean, we've been doing it behind the scenes, but we're finally going to finish our promise and do it on the mics.
We're actually going to listen to our audience.
We're going to check out some more reviews.
Let's okay, good. We're not listening to them, actually. I got worried for a second.
Here you go. Here's some reviews. Shout out to S300. Good listen. I'm a big into superheroes, but this is interesting to me. So I'm thinking he liked our hot takes. Gave it 5 stars. It was
nice.
Great.
Nice.
Shout out to Esther Landers, one of the homies. She loved the breakdown of heroes and villains. Interesting questions are asked about what makes a hero and a villain. And she could tell that we all love the topic, which nice. We really do, you know?
I think it's really interesting when we hit the point where we're passionate about something and time just stops mattering, like at the beginning of this episode.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Where you two went off for, I think it was a full 13 minutes.
About something like that.
Just about Endgame.
Yeah. I mean, we all like this topic, which is, I think, one of the reasons why we chose it just to be something easily to talk about.
It was a beautiful, organic moment of nerddom that we talk about all the time that no one seems to catch.
Yeah. And let's move on. Shout out to T-Man3712. Really good listening to these. Really enjoy listening to these guys. Great chemistry between them. I look forward to more. T-Man, if you want to hear more, let us know again.
Let us know.
Shout out to another 5-star review.
Look us up on another platform and just say so.
And then lastly, but not least, we got our man, Caden Prim. Shout out to the Bothered Barista podcast. He really enjoyed the hot takes taken on the superhero world that this podcast brings, which nice. We do bring. We do bring
we do
some
bring
hot
a
takes.
Lot of hot takes.
Especially in, you know, overrated, underrated episode. That one's almost strictly hot takes.
Yeah.
You know, and then I also want to get a shout out to
except for Wolverine. Everyone's agreed Wolverine deserves the amount of reputation he has.
Yeah. But back to what I was saying, like also shout out to, you know, some personal people that, you know, supported the podcast. Like shout out to my old high school teacher, Elise Ramirez.
Nice.
She was out here supporting our podcast. Let's you know, she's telling people to retweet and listen, check it nice. Out if you haven't, you know. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, for sure. You know, she's always been supportive, you know.
Shout out to everyone who's been following us on social media and Twitter, Instagram. And sharing our stuff. Yeah,
shout out to those three.
Really appreciate it.
Shout out to the 3 downloads in Oceania.
Nice.
And then, there's another guy who DM'd me. I don't know if he's still listening to this. Andrew Esquivel. He also has the same name. It's okay. Kind of cool. But
3 Andrews.
Can we have him as a guest, please?
I don't know. Maybe one day. Maybe season 2.
Maybe like once a month, you like should drive up and then
do an episode.
Yeah.
You can do it live.
Yeah, so shout out to everyone who's ever interacted with us, talked to me about the show, talked to them about the show. You know, just shout out to all of y'all.
Appreciate it.
Thanks to our families.
Oh, yeah. For support, always sharing, you know, listening. Get those the views and listens, downloads everywhere.
Shout out to everyone. For some reason, more than any other podcast in our class, we're more popular in Europe than them.
You know, shout out to all Europeans. We love y'all.
Yeah.
We love all our listeners.
We love you, though.
We love everyone.
You're all heroes to us.
Yes.
You're our favorite heroes.
You guys are the reason why we do what we do. Nothing at all to do with the class. It's 100% because we love you guys.
We live and breathe because of you guys. Thank you. Everyone.
I will say this. Yeah. I feel like if we just did this for a class, it would be a lot different. But we know people are out there listening to our content and enjoying it.
We suit up. because of you guys.
Yeah. Here's the thing. We chose to take we would do the episodes regardless, but I feel like because we have an audience, we do it for them. That's why we come in with a little bit of joy and happiness in our walk and how we talk, because we just look forward to like in a strange way talking to our fans, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you know, it's not as easy to communicate back, but you know they're all listening to us, and we appreciate that so much.
Even if it's just one.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
And if you have any complaints, just a reminder to tweet at Andrew. What's your little username?
@Andrew07 You know, follow me on Twitter.
Any negative reviews, positive reviews you want to send at him?
Yeah. Sorry, because I don't have a Twitter. Sorry for the audio episodes, you know, whatever. But Lucas is on Facebook, so you know you can look him up there.
Oh,
Lucas
Moore. You got a Facebook. That's something that happened during this season.
Anyways, let's move on, guys. Let's finish this out. Lucas, you want to hit us with that summary?
Anyways, on this episode, we reviewed our season one of this show, the first 7 episodes plus this one. Wait, guys, that does beg one more question. We ranked our first 7 episodes. What do you rank this episode? Before going back
depends
and listening.
Depends on the audio.
Yeah,
this assume episode. Assume the audio goes clean.
This episode, I'll probably give like another 8.5 just because, you know, I mean, the content's not really there. But the audio should be there. And it's, you know, it was just kind of a good feel good episode, you know?
Yeah.
Just take a look back at what we accomplished, you know, over the
good
past
look
season.
Back.
Yeah.
A good look back. I give this one an 8. I'll give it an 8. Sorry.
That's fair. That's very fair.
It's also 8. What would you give it, Lucas?
I'll say this before I actually give my ranking. It feels different than every other episode because it's a podcast. It's an episode where we're not talking about superheroes as much as we're talking about ourselves and our podcast. Mm. And for that reason, I'm probably it's going to be our second 8.5 overall.
Nice.
Very
putting
nice.
It as putting it at tied for the second highest ranked episode, equal with the vanilla ice cream of superheroes being Spider-Man. I'm joking. Spider-Man's rocking a 9 out of 10. And overrated and underrated are at an 8.5 along with the season finale.
Nice.
Yeah, so guys, some great stuff. That's
fun.
Great stuff.
It's been a fun season, guys. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for your time.
But yes, we talked about our favorite finales from superhero TV shows, movies, and properties.
Let us know yours again in the comments below.
Yep. One last time in the comments. After that, we moved on to ranking our own episodes on a tier list, where I agreed Spider-Man deserved a high ranking.
Rank our episodes below as well.
Yeah, if you have a different opinion, maybe you think that the first episode was amazing and it was all downhill from there. Let us know. Anyways, guys, one last time, thank you for listening and thank you for joining us. Stay tuned.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter for updates on potential season 2 or anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
Contact us.
At Andrew on Twitter. Look him up on Instagram. Pull him up. Find him. Slide into the DMs. Let him know what you think.
Just follow our Hero Talk account. You know, we have links there too.
No, you're not escaping this.
Just follow,
guys. It's that easy. Guys, it's been fun. And we'll see you next time.
Welcome to Hero Talk.